Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, June the 18th for me. I'm not sure what day you'll be listening to this on, or if there is even a you that is listening. But this is the commute, life, kids, and tenants. And for Tuesday, this week has already been kind of crazy. So this morning, I stopped at a gas station on the way to work, and while I was in the bathroom, I dropped my phone, and the person next to me picked my phone up and went to hand it to me, but then, like, looked at it and held on to it for, like, another 10 to 20 seconds, like they were going to keep it. So that was crazy. Like, who does that? If someone's phone falls into your stall and they're right there, don't you just pick it up and give it right to them? Or you can leave it and be like, hey, you can get it when you're done. I don't really know, but I think that was rude. Let's see, today was pretty okay. We had to do an eviction, which they already moved out, one of the suckiest parts of our job. But, you know, it's necessary. We have a house, and it sat there for a little bit, and we have two applicants, both who are approved. And basically, it's, hey, whoever gets here first gets to put the money down. And they're basically fighting over this house. And when I left work, I stopped at the store and got some frosting-filled cookies and binged on those. I'm still in my eating binge. I went to the doctor. Me and my child went to see our psychiatrist yesterday, and they kept her same dosage of her medicine, and they increased my Zoloft because I've been in this funk of binge eating. And we leave for our cruise on Friday. We head to Jacksonville. And so that is that. On Father's Day, which was this past Sunday, had a pretty good day with IHOP for breakfast. Went and hung out at my husband's stepdad's house. And my daughter broke off the handle to her shower in the kids' bathroom. So we had to turn our water off, and my dad had to come and stop the leak. Well, he came and took it completely apart, and we thought we were going to have to tear down the tile bathroom wall to repair it, but we did not, but we were without water on Sunday night. Monday, my two oldest girls came to work with me, so my 10 and my 12-year-old, and I don't know about other parents or other kids, and I know that my children have unique things, but they weren't fighting, but what they would do is just, like, get really loud and silly together and just laugh really, really hard to the point where it was so super annoying. All day they were in this mood. You know, they went in the bathroom, they were making farting noises, and they came back in my office and, like, were just laughing because they thought they were, like, you know, pranking people that worked there, and it was super annoying, super getting on my nerves. I told them to stop, but yet they did not care. So this mood continued at the psychiatrist. I talked to her about my feelings on my oldest daughter, well, both of their biological dads, and my oldest daughter actually had him come to the house on Friday and sat on the porch. And my middle daughter, who is his child as well, just chose not to go out there. As you know, they're adopted by my husband, but my oldest, like, wants that relationship. So I told the psychiatrist how worried I was on, you know, I couldn't keep the relationship because then she would blame me, and then I was worried about him having that relationship with her and disappointing her. And she said she just needs to learn how to deal with her life, that in life you have to deal with things. And if we have to deal with it later, then we'll deal with it later. And I guess I'm just going to take that and roll with it. There's nothing I can do other than not let her go with him by herself and just supervise the visit, at least him at the house. So, yesterday I took my dad to eat at a Thai restaurant for his Father's Day and showed my appreciation. Saturday we had a pool party to go to of my husband's friends, and then I went to the casino and I lost $100, and then my aunt won $250 and gave me $10, so I put the $10 in the machine and I hit it up to $80. And then I said, okay, I'm going to play it down to 70, and then I'm going to cash out. That way I can walk away with something. And it ended up winning 145 total. So that was kind of cool. Walked away ahead, even though I lost 100. So it was a pretty good weekend, other than the shower and having no water on Sunday. Work-wise, things are okay. My owner took me to coffee today to talk about the manager, Robbie, and I told him he was doing a great job, so he's going to make him salary and give him a raise, so that works for him. As far as the kids are going, the baby is still potty training, and I'm super nervous about leaving my doggy and my baby while we're gone. Of course, more so the baby, but she's going to be with my mother-in-law and father-in-law, and I'm sure the babysitter will help out some, and it will be okay. I'm going to have a dog sitter watching my dog coming over to the house and letting him out like 3 times a day. So hopefully he doesn't freak out and get depressed that we all left. That's the phone. Still bitching. I plan to go back to my diet and do a keto-style diet again when I get home. We'll be home on the 27th, so I'll get to it then. Probably, hopefully we'll just start back on Friday the 28th and not have to wait till Monday. We'll see. My gosh. I have never seen my husband so mad as he was on Father's Day evening when my dad messed up and didn't just turn the water off to the tub. Like, he took it completely apart to where it was going to go everywhere if we turned it on. So he had to go to work with no shower on Monday. He doesn't go to work without a shower. That's just him. It doesn't matter how late he wakes up, he will still take a shower. Whereas if I wake up late, I'm like, oh, I'll skip the shower, put my hair up, and whatever. I was supposed to cook breakfast for his dad and him on Sunday mornings, but I don't think I've shared this, but I don't do the cooking at my house. Part of the deal when I met my husband, I met him when I was 29, and he was 25, almost 26, and he had no children, and he was living at home, but him living at home was one of the negatives. I had a checklist, basically, at the point where I was reaching 29, you know, I had children, I had a list of my wants and my, you know, non-negotiable things. I had already been through the ringer with my kid's father. And then I had a psycho who was a complete scam artist that I met online. So this was like a last-ditch effort. I met my husband online and went on a date with him. And I'm pretty sure he had never had a girlfriend. We went on a date, and mind you, I'm 29, and I had, you know, been around the block a couple of times because I had children and I've dated. And so we go on our date, and we go and we eat at Chili's, and we went and walked around the park, and I've had the awkwardest, worst first kiss ever. Like, bad. Terrible. He was not a good kisser and was really weird. So we get back in the car to talk, and I'm like, okay, well, we'll see you later. We had met at a grocery store because I didn't want to tell him where I lived at first. And he calls his friend, like, or his friend calls him, I can't remember which. And he's like, well, I'm sitting here with my girlfriend. And I looked at him and I was like, your girlfriend? Like, we just went on a date, dude. So I wasn't ready to quite, like, commit at that time. And I had other dates scheduled. So I, like, kind of went on my other dates and kind of, like, still talked to him. He was just strange at first. He was just different, you know. He was ready to be boyfriend and girlfriend, and most guys will, you know, string you along, and I was just like, I don't understand. This guy lives at home. That's, like, a negative, but he's had his job for a long time. In fact, we've been together 7 years at the end of this year, and he's had his job for 12 years. So, he's had his job for several years. He had his own car. He did have his own phone. And all this. This was part of my checklist. But part of my checklist was they worked with those at home. So I did break that part. I met his mom, and she was pretty cool. In fact, she's the one who set up his Plenty of Fish profile. But everything was just really weird at first. You know, I would come home from dates, or, like, we didn't. We just do it so strange. But when we did decide to commit and we were finally serious, I went on a tour where I work now, and I was, you know, recruited by my owner, and I went home and I said to him, I said, okay, I know we've been together for 8 months, I said, but if I'm going to take this job, which is more money per week, I said, you have to move in with me. I said, and when you move in with me, you have to be responsible to pick up my kids from daycare and help them with their homework, because I'm going to be working an hour away now. So he called me, and he was like, my mom said that's not a good idea. And I was pissed. And I was like, okay, well, if your mom said that's not a good idea, then maybe we just don't need to be together. Because this is stupid. Like, why are you asking your mom's permission to move in with me when we've dated for, you know, 8 months already? Well, he called me back, and he did move in with me. And since he's moved in, he has done all of the grocery shopping. He has been responsible for the kids' homework. And now that they're older, they're responsible for their own homework. But he still does all the cooking, all the grocery shopping, all of that. So, that is how our dynamic works. But I was supposed to cook on Sunday, and I told him I didn't feel like it. Since I won money at the casino, I wanted to go to IHOP. So, that's what we did on Sunday. So, and that's a little bit about our home life and how things work and when we met, etc. But that's really all. I have 3 more sleeps until we leave to go to Jacksonville. I am 95% packed. I am a list person. I make lists. I check them twice. I pack my bag. And I pray I didn't forget anything, because I don't want to be in the middle of the ocean without something that I really need. And yes, we overpack because we are just overprepared kind of people. So, we'll see how it goes. Hopefully our trip goes well. I will update you at some point, whoever it is that you are. And I appreciate you for listening to me ramble about everything and anything. And I hope you guys have a great week. Thanks. Bye-bye.